And the man told me that he had to pull off his clothes to go in and hang them on a tree. And he felt like a fool going into the, had to pull off his clothes and hang them on a tree to go in. But said when he got inside, nobody seemed to notice him. That is, you've embraced it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the students are doing.
Well, Adam and Eve were that way.
Yeah.
Until they ate of the tree of knowledge, and then they realized that they were naked. Mm-hmm. And they were nude. They say it's a difference in naked and nude. Now, what's the difference?
Well, I don't know. Same thing.
I don't remember what they said. I heard that explanation, that there was a difference in naked and nude. Mm-hmm. And nude, I think, is for you do it willingly. I don't know. I won't say it because I might say it wrong, but you are naked when you come into the world. You don't call it nude.
That's right.
You, when you're born into the world naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then when you're nude, I think you strip yourself.
Probably it. Yeah, it's quite a rage going on. I wonder what we'll think a year from now, whether we'll think anything about it or.
You know, there's a hate campaign going on. And that came out in Sunday's commercial, I think, is whether it's last Sunday or Sunday's week ago. A hate campaign. Everybody must join. Well, when I read on and on and on, I finally decided that there could be some good come out of that. If it was done in the right way, if they would say, I hate the way that our government has been going on and the conditions there. I hate the way that we are fighting, I mean, we are taking up with the sex bomber. If they did such that way, it would be different. But there's the campaign of, you must hate your mother and father and your grandparents and approve of nothing that they told you. Well, that, and you will watch that when a person gets old, and that's where I'll be, you will watch when a person gets old. They forget all the good that you have done for them, and the first thing they do is stick them in a nursing home and forget all about it. That's true.
Well, yes, it is.
It's true. Well, as long as I got any mind, I'm going to stay right here and rot on the limb. I hear the telephone ring, she'll ring, answer it, but I have a little trouble with my right ear, a little inner ear trouble. And that bothers me, particularly if I'm in a crowd. It'll begin to roar and roar and roar. And then I get a little bit nervous. Now, then you tell me some other things you want, and I'll tell you. You ask me what you want, and I'll stop.
Okay. Well, I'd like to find out again, this goes back to when you were young. Girl is starting out, you started teaching at 18, right?
I started my grandmother when I was 4. And they had no rules about when you go to school. And my brother was 17 months, not quite 17 months, younger than I, and he went right along with me.
And your grandmother taught you first?
Yeah, my father's mother. And she's the one that finished training school in Pontotoc or somewhere over there. And she was
Chickasaw?
A Coleman. And remember over at Tupelo was her nephew in Leaking place. They were well too. Anyway, she and her sister finished at this school. There used to be a